Whether it's endangered condors or marine mammal rescues, here on Cross Currents, we hope our stories resonate with you, and we look forward every day to your feedback. Last week, we aired a story produced by KALW's Ben Trefney and Ray Sue Sussman that discussed Golden Gate Park's new biking lanes, and it prompted an unprecedented response.
I cannot tell you how much I hate the new arrangements. I wish they would go back to the old ways. It's really hard not to hit people now as you ride the bike to work.
I'm totally pro bike safety and bike lanes. I find the new stripes to be a huge hazard. Many times when I've been either parking or riding my bike or walking, I see clumps of people, often tourists or people with children or animals that are hard to control, veering into or grouped in the lane. And if I'm on my bike, especially with my daughter on the back, it's really hard to get out of the way. Or if I'm trying to open my door, it's I'm always worrying about bicyclists.
You know, I ride it for exercise, so I'm not trying to just ride slowly and have a leisurely ride. I'm always at risk of mowing down pedestrians, children, you know, who aren't aware, aren't paying attention to the fact that a bike lane is right next to their parking.
Those are the voices of listeners Elon Wittenberg, Jillian Nathan, and David Anacarico. And now here's Ben Trefney with a follow-up on that story.
Thanks, Hannah. So as we heard, a lot of people are concerned about the potential for pedestrian-bike collisions now that we have a new configuration. And the MTA told me that before they changed the striping, there were no pedestrian-bike collisions between 2006 and 2011 when they last have the records of it. We don't have an updated police record of what's happened since the striping has been changed, but that'll be forthcoming. But this piece really did strike a nerve with listeners. It's been shared more than 100 times on Facebook and more than 250 times on Twitter so far. And I'd like to share some of the online comments we've received. One person wrote that the plan doesn't work because the road is just too narrow to accommodate two lanes of traffic, parking, buffer zones, and bike paths. But several people wrote to say they were happy about how traffic is slowed in Golden Gate Park, and a few suggested that cars be banned from the east side of the park every day rather than just on weekends like it is now. I talked with SFMTA spokesperson Paul Rose about the thoughts that our listeners shared. He said they've actually been monitoring that online conversation, and he added this.
Well, there's been a lot of input and feedback on the project, and we've used some of that feedback to make adjustments to the project, including notifying where people cannot park their car on the cycle track. And you know, as we go forward and finalize our report that comes out next month, we may make additional adjustments based on the feedback and input we continue to receive.
We've shared all of your phone messages and online comments with the San Francisco Municipal Transportation Agency. Their full report on the impact of the JFK cycle track is due at the end of next month.